Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and the Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living, taken from my main podcast, the Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. So we touched on it a bit earlier about the impact of social media making memories. And you made reference to a great organization, the Center for Humane Technology, I believe they're called, and the work they're doing. Essentially, it's a bunch of breakaways from Google and Facebook and a whole bunch of other very well-known social media companies who are realizing that this isn't a race for advertising dollars. It isn't a race for market share. It's actually a race for our attention.
Right.
And we're experiencing weapons of mass destruction, as I think it was coined in The Guardian or something. How do you deal with social media, and what do you think that is doing to our memories? Is that eroding our memories? Is it a tool that we could use to bolster our memories? And how do you do that on a daily basis? Right. I realize I'm getting that three questions there all at once. So please take your time.
And to answer, I think both yes and no. So they are eroding, but I think they can also be used as tools. So we can see that attention is a fundamental element in remembering something. Of course, if we are not paying attention to something, we are not going to remember it. And I think it's a really powerful ingredient in creating memories. And a couple of weeks ago, I was having a conversation with a Polish journalist who had read the book as well, and she recalled being around 8, sitting at the dinner table with her mom and her sister, and they were having this colorful Polish dish, and there were some yellow flowers on the table, and her mother said, "I hope you remember this moment." And she did, now 30, 40 years later down the line, because her mother was forcing her to pay attention to it. And of course, that's also, it's like salt. It's an ingredient you have to use in moderation. If you say all the time, "I hope you remember this moment," you're gonna be like, "Yeah, shut up, Dad." So it can be dosed at the right amount. So being mindful, paying attention will help you remember it. And if we are only paying attention to our phone, of course, we're not paying attention to what happens around us. So it can undermine, I think, memories. On the other hand, we can also use, I think, social media to harvest some memories and to create future memory triggers. Mm-hmm. So one of my suggestions is, why not create a personal social media account that only you can access and see? And there you could post pictures of your everyday, things that are interesting to you but not interesting for the rest of us. And also, I think it's quite liberating. You don't have to worry about the right caption or the right filter and so on, but here's are just your everyday and people that matter to you, dishes that you've had for example, Mike and the jackfruit, and your everyday life. This is what my desk looked like in 1979, and so on. And think, in 10 years, that's going to be a gold mine of things that will help you trigger memories of that time.
Yeah, and there is actually one social media company that I find quite fascinating. It's called 1 Second Every Day.
Yeah.
And they essentially, yeah, get you to remind you at random points in the day just to record 1 second video, yeah, at whatever you're doing in that moment, whether right. you're at work, whether you're cooking, whether you're watching something at a football stadium or an origami stadium.
Yeah.
yeah, those who have read the book will understand the reference. But where you just take that, and then at the end of the year, you have this huge collection of seemingly meaningless memories to any other person right. looking at it, but to you, they trigger all this yeah. flurry of information.
Yeah. And just a second will trigger something, because there's always going to be a sound that can trigger stuff. And I mean, we take a lot of photos, but you know, we experience the world through all our five senses, and you know, why not have a collection of our favorite people's laugh? You know, that's also going to be something nice in 10 years, especially with the people that have gone, to sort of preserve that for years to come.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.